What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel, and I host this podcast. My husband's to my left, and he wants to whoop my ass, but I'm gonna see. You heard that, yeah. Right? Anyway, but I'll let him tell you about himself today. Go ahead, my husband. Or I'll keep singing.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, if this is your first time tuning in, stop it.
Why would we tell them to stop tuning in?
No, stop humming.
Why is your lip twitching?
If it's your first time tuning in, hey, it's a podcast we do every single week, Angel.
What?
Stop. I can hear you.
I don't know what you're hearing. You reminiscent about it.
You going to let me go? Push the mic away because you're being goofy today. I ain't here for it now. This is a podcast we do every single week. And as you can see, we got a silly ass host and a serious host. And look, we talked to our media family during the episode, after the episode. Before the episode starts, you can be a part of their media family. It's a whole lot of fun, okay? They hear all the before and after and all the behind-the-scenes stuff. We do extra stuff with them. We call them the media family because we're a little bit closer. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. And we also joined by some wonderful sponsors.
Yes, we are joined by some amazing sponsors, and they are Hungry Root and Shopify. Give them a round of applause, ladies. Give them a round of applause. You said... All you gotta do is go to patreon.com.
I can't remember what I was about to say.
How you feeling, boo boo?
I'm feeling good.
You look good. You look mighty fine. I like these joggers on you with the big old gusset at the crotch.
Thank you. They don't have they run. I can't find them in this color, in this fit and color no more.
They matches that shirt perfectly.
I done had them for some years now.
And your shoes. You're such a pretty man.
Thank you, I guess.
Yeah, you just well put together.
Appreciate it.
Always looking nice. You shaved your facial hair? No.
Yesterday.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say it's not giving me crisp, but you look kind of crisp. Yeah. I like what I see is what I'm saying.
How you doing?
Feeling good. Looking at you. Looking at you.
So, y'all, she's fighting past her tired. No, right now.
That water... Look at that. Look at all the things water can do.
Mm-hmm.
It said.
The element which brings life.
Mm-hmm. It takes it too.
It can.
Water is powerful. Very powerful.
It's a powerful force on the planet.
Yeah.
It's most of the planet and most of us.
Come on. Look at you.
Hey.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Is that
what? All facts.
What that be? But yeah, no, I'm feeling good. Just came from downtown. Walking around a lot, getting the stuff for the cotillion and botillion. But we will talk more about that in our first segment, Tanksley Pride. Woohoo! Baby, you got a story you want to tell about these boys we got? Four of them to be exact.
Let me see here. It's been a lot coming out of this young one over here lately.
Oh my God. Our youngest, Amar, is who he's referring to. Come on camera, Amar, and wave. Amar, come on camera and wave.
I was going to say, he's quiet. Just leave him.
Come wave.
Just let him alone.
No, he want to be on camera. You know how cute he is.
You're going to come the most difficult way possible.
Start your story.
Look. It's just the stuff that's been coming out of his mouth. You going to wave to him? You going to say hi in the mic? Come say hi.
Hi.
All right. Where's your vocabulary coming from? Huh? You can go back to that.
Give me a kiss.
So stuff he's been saying has just been like who are these kids? So they play this game in the truck. I don't know what they call it. It's a game that they made up, and you can only, you have to find things that are in the color of the rainbow, but it has to be cars. It's called car?
No, he said a car. He was just finishing the sentence.
It has to be a car or, you know, a passenger vehicle. Can't be a fire truck or ambulance or anything like that. Has to be a car. So I found yellow. I found green. And it's a competition. All right. And they even keep track of how many each person found of each color. Like, I don't know how this is even possible. But anyway, so they playing one day and Amar's like, I found three purples, two yellows, and a red and something else. He's like, bro, I'm cooking right now.
Like, where'd you learn that from? I don't know.
It's just the conversations between them, but the stuff to be I'm in bed that he called one of his brothers a bum.
The other day we were cooking and Cy was like, "Oh, Mom, where's the Caesar salad?" And I was like, "It's in the refrigerator." He said, "Can I put it together?" And I was like, "Yeah." And so I am excuse me, making whatever the other food is. And then when I'm about to make plates, God bless you, I look into the bowl where the Caesar salad was, and there is barely any left. And I said, "Cy, did you eat all the Caesar salad?" As he's coming from the table with a bowl. And he was like, "Oh." And Amar said, "Come here. I want you to tell them what you said to Cy when you saw he ate all the salad. Come here. You come tell right them here. In my mic. What you said to Cy?"
I said
Cy. No, say it no, loud. No.
I said Cy was a big back.
This is what he said.
I remember that.
To his brother. Where'd you learn that?
Yeah, where are you hearing this stuff? I get the cooking thing, but big back?
I don't know. Yeah, this is the type of stuff that be coming out of his mouth. He be online with Kai and Sai's friends that are now his friends, and he'll be like, BRB.
Yeah. BRB, guys.
I just be like, what? Are you learning these things from YouTube? No. No?
So,
no, ma'am. Go ahead.
I got another Tanksley Pride. It's more of a question. I feel like I can ask this question because the person is in the room right now. This goes to my oldest son. When are you going to start trusting us? When you going to start trusting us? This, like, we are like 3,672 and 0 right now. Yeah. Like, we have not steered this boy wrong, not once. We either force him to do something and tell him he's going to like it or it's going to go in his favor, and it always does, or we give him advice to do things on his own, and it always works out. And we always like, see? And still, we met with resistance on everything. Yeah. Why?
His answer was, "I don't know." Well, if you don't know what you're going to eat tonight, I can tell you how you can figure that out. That's with Hungry Root. Thank you to Hungry Root for sponsoring today's podcast. As a busy parent, business owner, wife, it's been such a changer to my weekly list of to-dos by my weekly food shopping being done by Hungry Root. Hungry Root plans my meals for the week, shops for me, and delivers groceries to fit my health goals, dietary preferences, and budget. Listen, Hungry Root can help you eat well, okay? So if you got a diet or health goals that you're trying to reach, and I don't care if you're gluten-free, dairy-free, high protein, if you need to focus on your gut health or anything else, Hungry Root's going to be able to do it for you. Just take a quick quiz, and their smart cart technology recommends groceries and recipes tailored to your taste and needs. And there's so much variety, okay? They have over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes to choose from each week, all right? With many just ready in 15 minutes or less, and with over 1,000 grocery items like smoothies, sweets, you know, kid snacks, things like that, and supplements, it's easy to find options to fit everyone's taste and nutritional goals. And Hungry Root is all about that quality, all right? They screen out over 200 additives, okay? Especially like that high fructose corn syrup. Who want that in their life? And preservatives. And they only have high quality meats and seafood with no hormones or antibiotics. And it's the holiday season, all right? So now, with it being the busiest time of year, it's true that I have less time. Like, more time is not on my plate. Less time is on my plate. And available brain power is gone, especially not to be using on planning and grocery shopping. So Hungry Root has not only helped save money for gifts by cutting down on food waste, but it can also save you a trip in the cold to the grocery store by delivering you all that you need right to your door each week. We absolutely love Hungry Root. We definitely think you would. Being able to meal plan basically with Hungry Root just saves you so much time and decision fatigue. All right, take advantage of our exclusive offer for a limited time. Get 40% off your first box. Get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
And use code ARGUE.
Argue.
That's hungryroot.com/argue.
Argue.
Code ARGUE.
Argue.
To get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice. Excuse me. For life. Thank you, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's podcast.
Argue. So I would compare it to the way, you know, because as we all know, and y'all seen it in the comments already, you know, kids don't be listening, you know, and it's a common thing, like a common thing for, at least I know for me, and women might do this too with moms and fathers, but a common man thing is always, the older I get, the more I realized how smart he was.
How smart your dad was?
Yeah, how smart. Like, he gets smarter the older I get, you know, because it's like when you start becoming of age, it's like, dang, he told me about this. Dang, he told me about that. Now, granted, I didn't have the relationship with my dad that Marcus has with me because I'm actually coaching him through specific things to where my daddy, he would more so of preach to me and just kind of guide me to where we're like actually taking Marcus like, hey, so this is what you should do with this person or say to this person or set this up this way. With me, it was more so of, hey, this is how life goes. This is the way you should carry yourself, blah, blah, blah. So it's just like, even the things that they told me to do, cause like my dad, like they saw that I, like a traditional university, it's just like, I really couldn't figure out. So he was the one that's like, you could go learn, like you like said you want to do electricity. He said a school like UK is going to take you in a completely different route. You could go to a trade school and figure that out. That's when I was like, start thinking. I was like, oh, because I had a friend that was going to Kentucky Tech. I was wondering
how you ended up at a trade school. I didn't know your dad had.
He had mentioned it, but he wasn't 100% sure. And my friend Jay at the time, he was going over there to do, I don't know what he was doing over there. And that's when I looked into it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I could go into an apprenticeship program over here. So, yeah, stuff like that. It was just like, all right, he might be onto something. Let me go over here. It wasn't met with resistance, even though it's something that I'm completely unaware of. And he has been in the workforce for triple my lifetime. Mm-hmm. He might know something, Marcus. I'm talking to you right now. He might know what he's talking about right here. So let me listen to him. I don't know. I don't get it. I've tried to understand, and I was like, initially I would get it, like, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. But then after we've proven that we know what we're talking about time and time and time again, and eventually, I know your mom ain't going to get there, but I'm going to get to the point eventually, I'm just going to have to watch you take this L.
Nope.
She Shirley ain't there. I will get there a lot. I will get there. She won't get there, and I will get there quickly, where I'm just looking at you like, yeah. Well, I could have. Yeah, you could have. And I know what you should have. And I know what you should next time, but I'm going to let you figure this out.
I mean, he's still going to figure it out that way, but I'm not.
He's got enough to figure out that way. I'm like, the stuff that we trying to tell you on, go ahead and just do it. You got a whole life ahead of you to where you're going to have to fail and pick yourself back up. If you ain't got to yet, don't.
Well, he's not the youngest. That's a youngest trait. A youngest trait is being like, oh, okay, that's the path. Let me get it. Sometimes the older ones got to forge their own way.
You gonna start
but
forging.
I think he is resistant, he's not as bad as he could be. My Tanksley Pride story.
I said I had to tell another one because you took mine over.
I just had him. No, I brought Amar to the mic to enhance your story.
No, you took it over. Go ahead.
I said one thing and then you said no, I got another one. You said more than that.
Go ahead. Yeah, I said it.
Jealous much? We had the first day of the Crowned and Rooted in the Valley Cotillion and Botillion 2025-2026 cohort program. And it was great. It is so crazy looking at me manifest things in my life and in my kids' life. And this is what I remember asking my doctor. I'm talking directly to you. I remember asking my doctor, is it that I have the gift to speak things into existence, or is it that I'm seeing things before they happen and I'm just verbalizing it? And she was like, why do you think that you don't have both? I was like, right? Like, oh my God, are you serious? So I know at least back when Here's the Thing was new, I had mentioned, I want to do a botillion for my son one day. So especially since I ain't got no daughter to do a cotillion with, oh, the boy's getting a botillion. So I said I was going to do this. I got my sororities chapter to agree for me to do it. We unfortunately didn't get a lot of boys. We only got two boys. We had three. We might get a couple more. And now we have 11 girls. We did have 12. So yesterday was a college and scholarship workshop. It didn't go exactly like planned, but let me tell you, what those kids did get out of it in the look on their faces when we were done with the workshop and the dance rehearsals, I was just like, this is a dream come true. My son had a good time. The other boy, only two boys, still had a great time. The choreography, Quinn, I was about to call her by a maiden name, but I don't know if she has that out there. Quinn Walters came in there, had them kids looking good. The girls started, Quinn said, and then you're going to go, they were like, ah! She worked on the boys first. Boys look sharp as hell. And especially because Marcus and his friend are so tall. So to see tall men move their bodies well is just like, y'all have no idea how you're holding back your powers. Not really like getting used to moving your body.
I was putting my powers out there.
Yes. Your daddy was thrusting his body all up on folk when he was younger. You not ready for that? He say that he gonna go to college and be over here with his little skinny self.
Somewhere dancing all of a sudden. Can we dance with me? A girl's just gonna walk up and start dancing with you.
You'll be ready. What was so cute to see was when Quinn wasn't teaching the boys choreography, I was seeing little Marcus just doing dance moves, his own dance moves out of the corner of his eye. Like, she's playing the music. She was like, y'all got it. Y'all gonna be vibing with it, right? And like, you know, Quinn, she extra. She like, y'all gonna be, you know, vibing with it. And so his friend is just like, I have been told all my life I can't dance, okay? And so Marcus is standing there, snapping it, like, popping to the beat. He's like, I'm a shower. What it was so good is that I was like, my co-chair, she was like, the boys pick up the choreography so quickly. She's like, Marcus picked it up so quickly. I said, Marcus used to be in dance. And she was like, oh, well, that makes sense. She said, oh, he does musical theater stuff. I said, absolutely. I said, then he got around them little hood-ass kids. And they knocked that right on up out of him. So anyways, it is a beautiful thing to see this program that is only happening because that boy came out of my body. Because I am the person that pushed for this to happen. My two co-chairs are the ones that quickly championed it and like are putting their resources to make it happen. But baby, I was like, I want this for my child. Delta, I want to do this for my child. And my child has to be a part or I'm not doing it. And there we have it. We just bought his tuxedo today. Sharp. I was going to say, do you want me to have you style them? Or ex Shaq.
Y'all already styled him, didn't you?
No, we got the bow tie. And we got the suit. But, like, it's not styled.
You don't do a lot of stuff to a tux. It's a tux. You do a bow tie. You do a, pocket square. You leave it alone. It's a tux.
Well, we didn't do no pocket square. There's stuff we didn't do.
Okay.
And
it's gonna be the same color as a tie.
And we gotta find some good a tuxedo pants because I don't like the pants they put with it.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do too much to a tux.
I get it. They had a chain on the one that we tried on. Did it have a chain or no? Did I just make that up?
I can go to it right now.
I don't think it did. There was another one we had tried on that had a chain. I want to switch out the buttons though.
On the tux?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it. No, ain't no chain on it. Yeah, with this being black and white like this, you don't want a whole, it'll get too busy. Mm. Like you got white with black buttons, black collar and stuff.
Patreon, I'll let y'all see a picture of Marcus in the tuxedo.
Yeah, you do a black tie with that.
We did a black bow tie. And yeah. it's a bigger, longer one. We not doing a small one.
Yeah, I hate small bow ties. Yeah, me personally, that's my take on it. I think black and white already is a bold statement. I wouldn't even do a chain with that, to be honest with you.
We ain't got to, but them buttons is coming off.
On the vest or the tux?
Both. I want all the buttons to match. I just, the buttons look.
So you want them white?
No, I think I want them like a black shiny.
Oh, a satin.
Maybe.
I can't tell on the picture.
Either satin.
They should match the collar. Like, is that satin on the tux?
I don't remember. I think it is. Yeah, but
it should match that. All the blacks should match.
Let me tell you.
No, I'm still talking.
The buttons could be like a like an onyx, like a stone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I think I want something like
that. Oh, you want like a material, not a cloth.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. I don't want cloth.
That works too.
Because wait until you see how gigantic these girls' dresses are.
Yeah.
They're very ornate, huge. So I said, we ain't just going to have regular fabric buttons on y'all.
Yeah, no, they should definitely do. With that, I would even do like a button that has a.
Like rhinestones around the side?
Like not even rhinestones, like the button itself being like a diamond cut. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it flickers when light hits it. But be black. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I was saying.
Yeah, no,
onyx.
Definitely. But stuff like that is the small things that I already. It's going to pop on a tux where I wouldn't do a whole bunch of extra stuff to it.
Yeah.
Personally.
But it's just nice to see. That's my Tanksley Pride story. It's nice to see something or things that I have wanted for my son happening and the fact that he enjoyed it. There was a
First
moment.
First of all, yeah, I'd be getting excited about this kind of stuff. Anytime you talk about styling a suit, I'm like, run
this
it.
This is why I asked. I said, I even said it at the store. I said, I'll see if my husband once to finish styling them, or yeah, I said, I'll talk to
there,
Shaq.
You need to shut up. I'm talking. I got this. Can I just go back there and get out of the size 12s for this boy?
But yeah, once we get the right tuxedo pants to go with it, because yeah. I do want the
stripe.
Yeah, the stripe
satin
down.
Stripe, yeah.
Oh, that these boys are going to be cleaner than a bill of health.
If you do that, you could probably do satin shoes too.
Satin instead of patent?
Yeah, instead of patent leather.
I'm fine with that. As long as we got a price
yeah.
that we got to stay within.
But thing is, when you go that, like with shoes particularly, as soon as you do something wild, it's easier to find a cheap knockoff of something
uh-huh.
that's expensive versus just a patent leather shoe. It's like they all going to be mm. more expensive than that. But you go do some like the ones I call the caviars, the yeah. ones that's all, I'm like, them things, it was all though, they were so cheap. Mm-hmm. But they the most fire shoes I can.
They are very nice. But when I say cheap, I mean like $30.
Oh, well.
Okay.
It's possible.
I know.
You go down there, that district.
That's where I was.
Yeah, go on back down there.
We got his beautiful suit. That thing was $200.
Oh, yeah, for a tux.
For a whole tux. I mm-hmm. said, yep. I need two of those. Thank you. Thank you so much. We found a girl, the girl's dress.
Who's going to tailor them?
Who, they can take them to whomever to tailor.
No, I'm saying, do you have somebody to do it?
No, because he's our child. So wherever you take him is where he's going.
Oh, I got to find somebody.
Oh, okay. Well,
usually places that tailor my suit is where I got the suit.
Got the suit. Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, our dry
cleaners tailor.
Nordstrom,
I think, does it.
Yeah. And so does our dry cleaners.
Okay. You should have never told. I didn't know they did that.
Mm-hmm.
They about to get tired of me.
So yeah, it was just nice to see him happy. There was one moment I'll say, and then we'll move on. There was one moment yesterday, and it was beautiful because it's an intimate group of kids. There's only like 13 of them. They don't really mind being kind of vulnerable in just telling the truth. So as we were talking about college, you could tell these babies is stressed in the. The presenters didn't make it no better.
Yeah,
they were like, you know how many students get into USC? 3. How many get into Yale? A half a student. Only a half a student gets into Yale. And
just their kidneys. Ain't nothing else making
ain't
it.
Ain't nothing else. It was very like, I think it was good. Put it like this. It was good for some of them to have a reality check.
Yeah.
I can see all of their profiles. They had to give me all of their information. So I know where all of these kids fall academically, extracurricular. And so for some of them, aiming for a USC that only has like a 6% acceptance rate. Was it 6%? Do you know? Remember, Marcus? It's around 6%. Guess which school in the United States is the highest applied to school? More applications than any other school.
It think? Has to be UCLA, USC?
UCLA. They get yeah. over 100,000 applications and only have 6,000 spots.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, I was glad because we talked about that too. It's just like, coming from Kentucky, I knew about UCLA, like mm-hmm. my whole life. UCLA, mm-hmm. UCLA. I always knew about UCLA. But you come to California, USC is just like, it's us. They think it's a worldwide known school. Don't nobody know about USC. I heard about USC. I didn't know about USC until I moved to California, and yeah, I still wasn't sure what it was.
Neither did I.
I just kept seeing USC, and I was just like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah. I don't know. Either.
But no, UCLA doesn't surprise me. That's one of those well-known.
So you got a lot of people who, you know, you have these people, these young.
No, ULA, that's my joint right there.
ULA is everybody's joint. Where it was Fresh Prince's alma mater. But I asked the question, and I told you this last night, of like, what about going to college makes you the most scared? And, you know, what's great is, I'll go back to that. Anyway, somebody said, being alone. And I said, well, how many of you all that worries you? Everybody's like, there's a lot of people raising their hand. And then little Marcus kind of thought about it, and he kind of like put his hand up. And I said, oh, I said, you are worried about being alone, Marcus? Please elaborate. I told you this. Mm. The girl beside him, who she was one of my Delta gyms last year, so she knows me, and she is at the Cotillia this year. She said, no, we not doing that. She's like, not too much. Not too much. She said, no, Marcus, we not doing that. We not doing that. So I just moved on to the next student. But it's just so beautiful to see, like, I can tell that this cohort, even though there's only two boys, they are eventually going to blend very well with the girls. They are going to just be a group of friends and not, the girls are with the girls, the boys are with the boys, and then that's it.
No, so. That's something I would even tell them. I'm going to tell you in a moment, Marcus, is that's the fear that, like, a lot of y'all have, and all the freshmen is going to have that, not realizing, hey, we all in the same exact boat.
Yeah.
We all alone. Hardly none of us knows anybody. So guess what? If we all the same, we all going to be here together.
Even me going to the University of Kentucky, which is in the city that I went to college. Right. I mean, went to high school in. Nina was the only person that I actually really knew on campus. Yeah, I'm trying to think who else I knew. Yeah, so I had to make all new friends outside of her because I was like, we not going to be stuck at the hip the entire time. We in different majors.
Yeah, the only people I know that knew, like a lot of people that they went to, that they knew going into college, is like people that went to like the smaller universities in Kentucky, like Eastern, EKU, K-State. It's like, yeah, because it's all the same. And it's all the same cities. They all around each other. And they knew each other from other high schools. It's like, now they knowing each other more. But most of that was, I heard of you. I remember you on the other football team, but I don't know you like that. Yeah, we not close friends. I still don't know. And a lot of that, because it's such a small city, and especially the time we was coming up, oh, that's some dudes we used to fight after the football games or the basketball games. Right. It's like, now you got to squash all that because y'all in college now, and it's like, we ain't on that no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, like everybody's in the same boat. And literally.
And it's also the fact that, like, okay, think of your friend group, right? Maybe you'll have, like, three of your friends, because of how smart they are, go to, like, a USC. If they aren't majoring in the same thing, they won't ever be on the same side of campus as each other.
Yeah, it's true.
So, like, they actually would have to make an effort to, like, kick it when they're not studying for whatever it is, unless they are dorm roommates. Where so I think it's natural for you all to feel that way, but y'all don't realize how quickly you will find your village. It's going to happen so fast. You're going to be like, so I got, you know how, you know what it's like when you were on the cruise? Mm. And I was like, go. Maybe
you
friends.
Had, you, I was just out and about and doing y'all's thing. That's literally. You got them people that are extremely outgoing, like the one Jack and Jill boy that ain't never met a stranger.
No, Cole. Uh-huh.
You're going to have people like that, and you're going to think, oh, he knows everybody. This fool don't know nobody. They're just a very outgoing person, and everybody they walk into is going to be a friend. And that person and everybody they walk into is thinking, I hope somebody's cool with me. Oh, this person's cool. Next thing you know, you see a group of six. They don't know each other. They just glad that they got a community.
But no, you remember on the cruise, he was like, I said, okay, I'll give you with however many money if you make a friend. He's like, okay. He comes back. I made six friends today. That is your freshman first 2 weeks of college.
You still talk to any of them? But you did for a while, though. You, like, y'all was in communication with each other.
Josiah, he, like, he DMs me, like, when the film is doing stuff, the short film. That was one of the one that came, he brought back to the room to introduce us to. But you don't talk to, what is Nikki's son's name? The one that lives in Tennessee. Henry, no. But I'm sure if y'all saw each other at another
still somebody, those kids, if you ever see them again, recognize y'all, gonna be like, hey, what's up? That could very well happen in school. How y'all know each other? Oh, man, we was on a cruise together. It's a small world. Like, you, for real.
It was beautiful to listen to them say out of their mouths what was their what they were afraid of, but what they all were looking forward to? What do you think they all were looking forward to, including your son?
I don't know what.
The thing they're afraid of, making new friends. They're like, I just want to meet new people.
Oh.
They were so, I said, y'all just tired of talking to the same folks.
I know, right?
They said, yes.
How you going to be afraid of being alone and excited to meet new people?
Like, yes. It's like.
Were you in a spot where there's nothing but new people?
Right. They were like, I want to be in a new environment. I want to meet new people. I was like, well, yeah, that'll do it for you. And I'm going to say this last thing before I go to commercial break, is that I said to them, because in this program, anytime they speak, they have to stand up and articulate loud for the whole room. But I said to them before we started, I said, I want y'all to understand the difference between this, because I have a lot of Delta Gym girls. I said, Delta Gyms, we're trying to empower you, you know, give you self-esteem. I said, in this, we are polishing you. I was like, you will be pristine by the time we get up out of here. I said, you are going to learn how to command a room with your voice and your presence. I said, so every time I ask you to answer a question, there's no hesitation. You stand up and you answer it. There is no opting out of participation. Mm-hmm. You are 100% active. Yeah. And I wouldn't even let any of the people sit beside each other. I was like, no. I said, if you go to school with a person,
mm-hmm.
if you go to this sports event with the person, because a couple of them, the Girl Scouts, y'all can't sit beside each other.
That's good, because that literally gives them the confidence to speak in a room full of strangers.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, from me, when I started interviewing coming out here, all the racism that I had to deal with at them other, when I was in Kentucky, all of them good old boys and all that, dealing with them,
mm-hmm.
when I came out here dealing with some people where I'm in an interview and I have nothing to lose and I had the experience and I knew what I knew,
mm-hmm.
like, I'm like, the interviews were astounding. Like,
yeah.
And like, I could feel them experiencing my confidence.
Yeah.
To where, with the interviews over, now I'm asking them questions. Like, what do y'all do to, you know, mm-hmm. what does this company have that deserves my talent? You know, like, you know, basically, what are you going to do for me? I know what I'm bringing to the table. What are y'all bringing to the table? Like, yeah. I'm the token. I'm not the token. I'm the gem here.
Mm-hmm. I'm the treasure.
Yeah, I'm the treasure. But no, it's good. That's good to teach them, man.
Well, listen, when you are starting a podcast, the last thing you usually think is, but how am I going to figure out how to run a business, an e-commerce business? Well, listen, I wish we would have known that's what we should have been thinking, because that's the place that me and my husband ended up being soon after we started our podcast. And I'm going to tell you the tool that helped us make it happen. And if it wasn't for it, we would not be doing it right now. And that is Shopify. Cha-ching! It is, for so many millions of business, that irreplaceable tool that can truly simplify everything that is needed to make your business pop, all right? Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. From household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands like Mama Likes and Man-ish that are just starting out. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Accelerate your content creation. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Get the word out like you got a marketing team that's got your back, okay? Easily design an email, easy to design emails and create campaigns for social media, whether your customers are strolling there. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing inventory to international shipping to processing returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business ideas into cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Go to shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Shopify.com/argue.
Argue.
Cha-ching. All right. How you doing?
All right. Earlier I went to go grab some food, and I had an intrusive thought that almost took my entire body over. So I'm walking in to the place, and it's like a bunch of outdoor setting area. Like, so there's a lady, she's on, it's not a business thing, but she's on like her computer talking like video call. I don't know if it's FaceTime or what, but screen is big. And basically she's got everybody behind her, like in the thing. I was so tempted to walk over there and start talking to the person on her computer. It took everything in me.
Oh, I would have let that win.
It took everything in me. And I was just like, I could tell it wasn't like a work call or a serious conversation. I wanted to be like, so what y'all eating over there? Where you live?
I would have done the exact opposite. I would have pretended like I knew the person. Charles, is that you? You don't remember me, Charles. You don't remember me. Okay, play it that way then.
Yes, I was opening the door and I stopped and I was like, no. I should have.
Yes.
I'll never let that moment miss again. Because usually if somebody's on FaceTime or taking a picture, I'm going to be there. I'm right there. Deuces.
You got the cutest little big cheesy smile.
I know people be shocked because apparently I don't have a very pleasant.
You don't? Why is that?
Face. I don't know.
As you went into it. Is it that you've had to always be intimidating so people would stop picking with you?
No.
You just walk around with a face like, mess with me and I'll bust you up.
No.
And do you know what your face be looking like?
Right now I do.
But on the right, he talk about none of them little girls, little boys, they don't be talking to me because you look like you want to kill everybody.
But I be pleasant with them. I be talking to them.
No.
Daddy didn't have it, but me and Pete got it.
What? Your daddy didn't have
resting,
it?
Resting, like.
Whose father didn't have it? Is there another father that you're referring to?
He had it.
Him and all of his offspring. Sonya included.
Oh, Sonya, that's a whole nother level right there.
Sonya included.
I was filling her in on something that was going on in our family. And I was just like, she said, when did all this go down? I said, oh, this was like weeks ago. I said, it may be like a month and a half. She said, why did nobody tell me? I said, me and Pete decided not to tell you because you don't know how to handle situations correctly. And she said, well, yeah, all right. Yeah, you're right. I said we was gonna give you a call if we needed to give you a call, but until then you didn't need to know.
Your daddy put it. I can't believe you said me and Pete got it, but daddy don't.
I don't remember daddy having that. Daddy was just unpleasant.
You said, me and Pete don't be unpleasant. Face.
We just be in our own little world. Let me tell you what my brother did. They was, he's in these streets a little bit. He be, you know, they in a motorcycle, I'll call it a motorcycle club. anyway, so they was doing, I don't know what it was, but somebody had a video camera or something. And I'm on the phone with him. And somebody goes around and they were just like, ain't you going to smile? And they said something like that. They was like, that's crazy that you don't smile. He said, what I find crazy is you think just because you put something in my face that I'm supposed to smile about it. And I agree with him. I'm like, it's a good point. Because he's minding his business. He talking to me. Just because you walk up and put the phone in his face, he got to. I mean, he ain't going to smile no way, but.
No. He's not. But what's so funny is all, at least your daddy and Pete, they smile when they're impressed.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that came up out of me. If they're impressed by something real nice, oh, all right. Then you see the teeth. But outside of that, they are just.
And it's people that see Pete laugh around me that aren't used to seeing him. They're like, I've never seen him laugh like this.
He was like a little boy when he was out here.
Him.
He was a grin and have a good time, played the game with us.
That's the Pete I know.
That's the Pete you know.
Yeah, everybody else is like, yeah, y'all just be, all right, leave us alone then.
You gotta.
But now, y'all ain't gotta leave me alone though. You know I'm gonna talk to y'all.
But you know what people say that I have a serious face.
You do. You do. I ain't even like being funny. You have a serious face.
It win. All the time I win.
All the time.
Would it be?
When you're not in conversation, like you said with me, if somebody ain't just talking to you, you have a serious face.
Do I look like a F off serious face or just I don't know what I'm going to get
sometimes
out of
here. Sometimes it can be an F off.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Lil Marcus, do I have a serious face? Hush up, Shante. Do come around this so I can see you. Do I have like a F off serious face or do I have a serious face? Is it F off or just? He said, my face looks mad. No. I'm saying when it's resting, not when I'm pissed off. Okay, that's what I realized. I was like, wait a minute, what?
Your face is never resting because you're always thinking about what you want
to
do.
But me thinking, my face don't have to move. Sometimes when you're just sitting there thinking, it looks like if anybody interrupts this.
I know this. I'm telling you, you do the same thing.
No, he just said it. I don't.
He don't pay it. Look at him. That's what he does. He ain't even looking at us. He looking at his phone. He don't know.
He look at me.
No, he don't.
Yes, he do. No, he don't. Baby looks at me and he talks to me. He do. That's my baby. Why he grow up? Why he do that?
I'm glad y'all know Patreon.
What rested? Oh, thank you. I don't have I have an RBF. Well, you know what? Misogynistic men pointed out.
Women see it too.
No, what I'm saying, they point it out. No woman points it out to me.
Yeah, because they too scared. They see all these thighs. They don't want that charging them. What, bitch?
Men be like, why don't you smile? Like if I'm walking down the street, just thinking. Well, you too pretty not to smile. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
See, Pete?
What does that have to do with anything? I'm pretty with or without a smile. Pete says somebody's putting something to his face. These are strangers.
That could have been a stranger time to Pete.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're right. You're right. My bad.
Look, you've been over here. The pot calling the kettle black.
And the killer calling the pot. Don't be the kettle.
Calling a pot on a pot. Calling a kettle.
But yeah, no.
I love when people get those references.
Martin?
Any reference. I seen an ugly Christmas sweater the other day that said, Todd, why is the carpet all wet? I'm going to buy it.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you going to get the reindeer it's too- heaven?
I'm going to get that one too. And it's the answer. I don't know, Margo. I'm getting both, all three of them.
I don't know, Margo. It's a sweater?
Yes, they sweaters.
No, you got to get me the question.
All right.
And you the answer.
All right.
Are we doing the Christmas party this year?
I don't want to. I want it to be smaller.
What happened?
It just be a lot. I want it to be smaller. If you want to do it, we can do it, but
a smaller?
Yeah, I want it to be smaller.
Oh. Well, we have a pre-party that's smaller. Yeah, a big party. I love it. It makes me so happy. Hearing the kids screaming. The same old crew talking about entertainment or something random, which is
entertainment,
which is them Tony,
same 5-6 people.
Tony,
Kevin,
Chance.
They're gonna pull in Melanie,
and Tab comes in and out of it. She might be talking to Melissa. Carlos, if he's there, he might be tagging into it. You got Lauren being Miss Social Butterfly talking to somebody about something, probably talking to Marquita Brisha jumping from conversation to conversation. Denora telling somebody about a stone that she just did 30 hours of studying. Quick, jumping from conversation to conversation. The kids having a blast. Little Marcus actually loves the party. I asked him. I said, do you like our Christmas party?
I think all the kids do.
Yes.
I ain't say this ain't going to change with their experience.
Yes, it would. Because the twins love that they have that many kids their age, over 1,000.
Richard laughing at something.
Oh, yeah. Nicole fully participating.
Oh, yeah.
Like she been there for 20 years with us.
I know. As soon as she asked for that glass, she's like, I was like, you don't want none? She's like, no, I just drank. You know, I do wine. I said, girl, get you some wine. She's like, oh, well, we should open that damn refrigerator, get you some wine up out of it. She was like, anything, yes. Glasses is up there at the top. Go ahead. 10 minutes later, she's all in.
Yes.
The reason I said somebody, because that's what you be seeing. It's me running around. I'm checking on the snow machine. The chefs, I got to go back with the taco guy. I'm back there making sure stuff's good with them.
Don't do all that.
No, it's just.
Don't do all that. The snow machine will have a set time and then we'll cut it off. And
it ain't
done.
A set time cut off. You got to keep refilling it.
No. I'm saying we will let it run out, cut it off.
No, because then it don't give the full feel. People show up for like 3 hours. I need it running. People need to see the snow.
You like the
y'all,
snow?
Last
you like
year,
that snow machine?
I like the look.
Did
I love
it look
good? Y'all, last year, the thing, I kept having to refill it and the wind was blowing. So I had to turn it up, right? Because it's like you add this liquid to it and it basically turns it into suds and like it looks like snow coming down. So I got it pointed at the front yard. It was windy and it's blowing all the snow to the backyard. I'm like, well, at least people getting, because people are stepping in the backyard. It's like, wait, what is it? I'm like, because they didn't even see the snow machine because the wind was blowing so hard and it was blowing all the snow away. But people were stepping to the backyard. I was like, wait, is this snowing? I'm like, no, that's actually supposed to be for the front yard.
Uh-huh.
So then later on that night, apparently the wind stopped blowing. People start leaving. I step outside the yard and everybody's car is full of these suds. And I'm thinking, please God, don't let this ruin nobody's paint. Because I don't know what this stuff is actually made of.
Yeah.
I mean, the yard, it was like 3 inches of snow in the yard and everybody's car, like people had to turn on their windshield wipers to get the suds up off their car.
Well, I didn't get to do my little mini gospel choir.
Good. I like the curlers, but y'all was just annoying. I hate y'all doing them curlers.
I know, baby.
I despise it.
I know.
I'm like, here, I done pay this money to see these carolers sing too, and y'all won't shut the hell up and let me hear them sing.
You'd be so mad. I'm going to get the carolers one day just for you.
I don't want them just for me. I don't even listen to the carolers now. I go back in the house or go somewhere where I can't hear them because you got the showboaters, the singers, what's it called? The gospel hecklers that just overshadow. You can't even hear the carolers no more. And it pisses me off to no end. I'm like, I want all these people to get instant diarrhea and have to run off just so I can listen to the curlers. Severe diarrhea, too.
I'm going to ask everybody this year.
No, you ain't.
You think I won't? You so angry. I love you. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
This party be hectic. It's not that I don't enjoy it. I'm just like, if this could be a little smaller, I'll be fine with that.
We got to get you buzzing before people get there.
That ain't going to happen either.
We can.
Because I got too much to do.
No, we going to make it happen. You ain't going to have much to do. Okay? Give me your hand.
No, because I know what it is. No, you just saying stuff right now.
No, you haven't. The carolers you did complain about, but we didn't have carolers last year. So it was a mute topic. The running around and having so much to do, this is my first time hearing you talk about that.
Yeah, you always ask, you was like, how was it? I'm like, I'm hosting, so it's not like I get to truly enjoy the party the way I want to because I'm hosting.
And now, is not a part that I realized. I thought it was just, you were just like, I'm not really, because I'm hosting, I'm not really like.
Yeah, I got to go. I can't just leave people to do. I'm like, God, let me go check on people because people ain't always 100% comfortable. Like, I am still a good host.
And you don't want to have to do that?
No. When it's a smaller group, I don't give a damn. I could go upstairs, go to sleep, and be perfectly fine and come back down because I know it's a smaller group. But when it's that many people, it's like.
Well.
Don't invite nobody that I don't feel like is a guest. That'll make it feel better because there's a lot of people that I would just leave, give free reign to my house and not have to feel like I got to check in on them.
Okay, we're going to work on the guest list.
You ain't gonna like
that. No, but hold hands again. I'm going to work on you not having to feel like your hosting duties are too much. That's what I'm agreeing to. Okay. All right, you guys. Thank you for stopping by for another episode. Hold on,
this is a debate. They said Christmas starts after Thanksgiving. Christmas starts technically November 17th.
Why is it 17?
Thanksgiving is just mixed in.
We're here. We are here right now.
Christmas is like a virus. It's going to keep growing beyond where it originally started.
Yeah, listen, it's going to be a good time. It is. And hopefully we can make sure we have the Patreon there. That's who, I don't know if they were there last year.
I don't remember. Patreon, was y'all there?
We talked
about it.
First 2 years. I don't know if they were there the third year.
And again, that's one of those things where it'd be a lot. It'd be a lot of stuff happening. Because I know I was ripping and running on that hill dealing with that snow machine, making sure that the dudes had enough light in the back.
Well, it also started raining last year. You remember?
That wasn't that much, though. That was a sprinkle.
Yes, it was. That's why we had to put up the tents.
That was a different occasion.
That was for the Christmas party.
No, it wasn't. That was Thanksgiving.
We had to put up tents for the people to be able to cook the tacos under. I distinctly remember that because I was sad.
I remember setting up the tents because I remember having to length the two to keep the water from coming down. But I'm like, it couldn't have been raining that much because I remember being on that damn hillside dealing with that snow machine and it was not muddy over there.
When you first went up there, it hadn't started raining.
But I had to keep going back to refill the thing. Okay, maybe it was. I ain't saying it. That's just not a part I remember. Yeah. Again, a whole bunch of crap. Everybody taking their shoes off. That's the thing. We can't have everybody take their shoes off unless we put carpet in the back.
For the party, look at you. You excited about this idea?
No, that's one of the things. It's like having to do all of that damn mopping and stuff from everybody's shoes being walking all through the house.
Okay. Well, y'all are invited this year. Because Marcus said he wanted people who didn't feel like house guests.
Then I got a host because I got to go back and check talk to the Patreon. We're going to set y'all up in the corner. That means we can't have no music playing.
Oh, we got to figure out how to make it work. We don't really usually have music playing that loud anyways in that party. Conversations are too.
I do. I be having my music
you
on.
You play it, but it's not that loud. There's so much ambient noise of conversations.
No, you always say, no, turn the music down. It's too loud in
because
here.
Because I really.
But let that half of Beyonce come out. Turn it out.
Because then I'm
you
not
got to
talking.
Hear them screaming belt.
Y'all saw Kelly Rowland, Monica, and Brandy in concert on Thursday. And baby, them women did the thing. Very good. Muy bueno. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back here next week. Thank you to our sponsors, Hungry Root and Shopify. Please use our URLs, which is hungryroot.com/argue, using code argue, and shopify.com/argue. Go to shop, mama likes. To get everything you like, go to Man Shit. That's with a Y, because he's got something for you if you're a guy or a girl. It's your world. Follow me on Instagram in tick-tock. As well, why don't he have on shoes? As well as you too. And him too. Him too. Your storytelling was great this time. Saw the edits and I rhyme. Really liked it. I was like, wow, clap it up for that cow. You're not a cow, you're a man.
Shut up!
My husband.
All right, fam. We'll holler at y'all next time. Actually, my queen shit jar should be hitting the port today. Right. U.S. Coast today. Anyway, we'll holler back at y'all, fam. Y'all have a good one.
Bye!